This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tawbah and istighfar, repentance and seeking forgiveness from Allah, is the lifeline of the believer. It is the light in the darkness. It is the hope in the sadness. It is the removal of our sins. It is what brings blessing to our life. It increases our wealth, puts health in our bodies, makes whole and happy and healthy our relationships. It's what adds insight and intellect to our minds, makes firm our hearts, and gives us separation from those who are evil and seek wickedness for us and against us in this life. Tawbah means return, repentance, and a return to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O ye who believe, tubu ila Allah, return to Allah, repent to Allah, tawbatan nasuha, a repentance that is sincere unto Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Notice Allah never says, Ya ayyuhal asoon, O ye sinners, O ye criminals, return and repent to Allah. It is only the believer who repents to Allah, and it is only the criminal who is incapable of asking Allah for forgiveness with the audacity of purpose of seeing themselves as beyond absolution and absolvement of their errors, that they are unblemished in their conduct. Tubu ila Allah, return to Allah, the believers. Ayyuhal mu'minun la'allakum tuflihun, O believers, that you may be from those who are successful. Never lose hope in Allah's mercy. And as far as you have walked off the path of righteousness, as far as you have come off the straight path, and as many meanderings in life as you have had, and as distant as you have grown from Allah, know it is just one step in return and you're with Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, when they ask you about me, I'm near. The nearness you have to Allah, your physical proximity to Allah, is in your sujood. أَقْرَبُ مَا يُكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ, the closest you are to Allah is when you are in your prostration to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to tawbah. Tawbah is built on three important steps. الْإِقْلَاعُ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, it is that you suspend and stop, even if it's temporarily, but with the intent of permanence, you stop committing a sin and a mistake. وَالنَّدَمُ عَلَى فِعْلِهَا, that you have a regret for having committed in the first place. And number three, الْعَزْمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا, that you intend not to return to it again. Stop, regret, and intend not to do it again. If those three are together, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is accepted for you by Allah. Your repentance is complete. Even if I was to go back and make the mistake again, yes. Even if you were to go back, if your initial intent was not to, but eventually due to the circumstances of life, whether moments later or years later, Allah is Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim, At-Tawwab Al-Kareem, the one who accepts, وَمَنْ هُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ, he's the one who accepts the repentance of his servants. There's a fourth condition if your mistake involved another human being, and that is the reparation and repatriation and giving back what you have taken, or making whole the mistake you have done by correcting the error of your statement, allowing other people to understand correctly what you may have misled them in, and giving back what is owed and due. Istighfar, on the other hand, usually synonymous with tawbah, is asking Allah for forgiveness, not for the things that you know you did wrong, but for the things that you were absent-minded in doing. And therefore, tawbah is when I know I did something wrong, so I must ask Allah formally for that particular mistake. Istighfar is for something I did wrong, but I didn't know it had that gravity. I didn't pay as much attention to it. I didn't think it was as bad as I thought it was. It is for doing the mistakes that are more silent, as the Prophet ﷺ describes, more silent than the footsteps of a dark-colored ant in a moonless night in the corner of my room. something that is unseen and unheard that I didn't imagine would have that great consequence. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, for example, in the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالَ فَتَهْوِي بِهِ فِي النَّارِ. A person may speak one word absent-mindedly, not thinking it has that severity of consequence, but it will drag them down into the depth of hellfire on account of the sinfulness of it. Sometimes you've broken another person's heart, you've ridiculed with your pride another person, you've wronged another person in a material way, and you might have thought, oh, they'll get over it. But in their heart, it was full of resentment and anguish and sadness that Allah will hold you accountable to unless you had istighfar. Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, Noah said, وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Look at the effect of istighfar. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He is the only one who will forgive, and it doesn't matter how many sins you make, he will forgive you. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. The drought that we're experiencing will be changed, and the heavens will rain down water upon us. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَأَنْهَارًا. He will open the floodgates of his prosperity and happiness and contentment, that your rivers will flow, you will be blessed with livestock and fruit and children. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ. What's wrong with you that you haven't intended to return back in pleasure and in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of tawbah and istighfar. Those two should always be together. And therefore you hear the hadith of the Prophet أستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب إليه. I ask Allah the Almighty to grant me forgiveness, meaning to give me a time and an opportunity to earn good deeds to cover up my mistakes. That is the correct meaning of istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Furqan, إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا. Except those who repent, work righteous deeds as a consequence of their faith. Three things: tawbah, iman, and good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will turn their evil deeds into good deeds, meaning they will be given a life to do good deeds that will cancel out their evil deeds. Other ulama, they said, no, their good deeds themselves will transform, their sinful deeds themselves will transform into good deeds. May Allah bless us with both levels of His mercy and His forgiveness. Allahumma ameen. نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Oh Allah, we ask You for Your forgiveness. We turn to You in repentance. Oh Allah, open our hearts to You. Make us from those who are cognizant of our mistakes and able to correct them before we return to You. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة. Oh Allah, give us before our death a tawbah and a repentance and istighfar to You. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.